I want to introduce you now to a mythical figure from the U.S.-Mexico border. Her name is Camelia La Tejana, and she's a subject of an opera called Únicamente la Verdad, or Only the Truth. It's the first opera ever nominated for a Latin Grammy. The award ceremony is tomorrow night in Las Vegas. Here's Beto Arcos with more.
The story of Camelia La Tejana was first told in the corrido Contrabando y Traición by the norteño band Los Tigres del Norte.
Salieron de San Isidro, procedentes de Tijuana.
It's about a female drug smuggler who killed her partner after he betrayed her with another woman. The song was a big hit back in the early 1970s. The same character is the central figure in the opera Únicamente la Verdad, Only the Truth, by Mexican composer Gabriela Ortiz. Her brother, Rubén Ortiz Torres, wrote the libretto. When Ortiz and Ortiz Torres researched the legend of Camelia, they found the first account in the tabloid paper Alarma. Its slogan, Únicamente la Verdad, became the title of the opera. But it didn't take the Ortiz siblings long to learn that Camelia La Tejana was fictional. The composer of the corrido told them he made the story up.
But the interesting thing is how the media contributes to form this myth. And it's a very important myth in Mexico. All the people know who is Camelia La Tejana. Many people think that she's real, that she exists. There are many women that claim to be Camelia La Tejana. So basically the inspiration of my opera in terms of the music comes from that.
Ortiz says the character of Camelia La Tejana is the perfect material for an opera set on the U.S.-Mexico border.
For the first time we see a woman, a very brave woman. She's a hero. She disappeared. It's a whole mystery because she disappeared with the money. And people believe. I remember asking a taxi driver, do you think that Camelia is a real character? And he said to me, yes, I really believe that, because if the corrido says that, talks about her, it's because it's truth. All the corridos tell the truth. So she's alive in the mind of the Mexican people.
When the opera was first performed in Mexico City in 2010, Rubén Ortiz Torres says that some foreign news outlets saw it as a reflection of the drug violence going on in Mexico.
And for me, it was kind of surreal, the whole thing, because in reality, the opera, it's about a song from 1972, an incident from 1986. I wrote this somewhere in the 90s, and it is related to drug smuggling. I mean, the song is the first narco corrido. It is true, but drug smuggling, as the composer of the song says, as long as there's borders, there's going to be smuggling, and the drug smuggling has existed a long time ago and will exist a long time from now.
The opera, he says, is about how the media create a character and make it look real, and how that character becomes a myth in the popular imagination. For the world, I'm Beto Arcos.
Salieron de San Isidro, procedentes de Tijuana.
You can see scenes from the opera Únicamente la Verdad at PRI.org.